Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Our Father, our King, our Savior, our Confidant, our Friend, our all in all, we come to you this morning on this, what I am calling, He Took the Cross for You and Me Tuesday, giving you all the praise, all the honor, all the glory, reverencing you, O Lord, bowing down before you, loving on you, appreciating you, extolling you, lifting your name up. Oh, Father, we thank you so much for this day that you have made. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to rejoice and be glad in it, no matter what the situation is. We thank you, Lord, that as we go through this Holy Week, that we are not sad, oh God, but we are commemorating this week because we know the end of the story. We know that you rose again. We know that you have life in your hands, oh God, and we are victorious because of you. We thank you, Lord, for the victory we experienced today as we go on to listen to our call this morning, the master's call. We thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. We thank you, Lord, for their diligence and for their concern and their love for each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord, that their footsteps have been ordered of you, and we ask, oh God, that you continue to bless them, continue to shower them with your favor, continue to give them direction and bless them with wisdom. We thank you for Mother Josie, Lord, who has shared Dr. Vanessa with us throughout the years. Bless her indeed, Lord, and continue to keep a joy in her heart and on her life. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will bring a word. Oh, Father, we just know that we need to hear what's going to be said this morning. So we ask that you will continue to be with the speaker. Whatever you put in their minds, oh God, to say in their hearts, oh God, that is directly from you, none of the speaker. Father, we just thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. Lord, you know exactly what we stand in need of today. So we ask that our minds be attuned to your word so that we can hear what you say to us. Now, Lord, we bind Satan in Jesus' name, because Satan nor any of his cohorts has any victory in our lives or on this call. We give you praise, oh God, because we have counseled them out. This call is going to go through with clarity, and we honor you and praise you. And we thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, as I always say, you know I just love me some you. So I will now turn you over to our host. Have a wonderful, wonderful day after we finish our call. And be blessed. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. And God bless you and thank you, Minister Willa, for seating our guest this morning in the telecommunications sanctuary. This is Jackie Henderson in Indianapolis, Indiana, welcoming each and every one of you to the call this morning. So to get our call started, I'd like to give you a little background of this call. This call was founded in October 2010 by two very powerful and great women of God, co-founders Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Miss Super Fantastic Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And our scripture reference is 88:13. To you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayers come before you. Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we also have a website where all of our messages have been archived ever since 2010. And you can go there and listen to any message that's been on this call, as well as the bios of all of our speakers. And that website is www.themasterscall.net. Again, that is www.themasterscall.net. And our theme for this year is in 2018, Through Me, Supernatural Expectation, Demonstration, and Revelations is being fulfilled and seen. So if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this great, great ministry as a greeter, such as Minister Willa has so wonderfully done this morning, or a host, as I am doing now, or if God has placed a word in your heart that you need to share with others, or you may even have a prayer request or a praise report, Please submit all of your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that is info at themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will contact you. And what has brought us all together to celebrate Jesus every morning is a phenomenal company called Artist Life, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago. It's the common thread that brought us together each morning to start our day with a word from the Lord. This is a great, great company with the best products, as Minister Terrell would say, this side of heaven, to help the world become healthier and wealthier, and it changes lives every day. So if you would like more information about Artist Life, contact the person that invited you to this call, and they will be more than willing to share with you and answer any questions that you may have. So are you or someone you know a T-Mobile or Metro PC customer having challenges calling in on the live calls or the playback calls? There's a bridge number that will allow you to call in at no charge. And that number is 716-293-9707. Again, that is 716-293-9707. And please follow the prompts and you will be joined into the call. Please share this information with your team members and prospects and those that you might place on the call. The new morning motivational call is held Monday through Friday right after this call and is conducted by a great team of leaders that provide vital information to your artist business and its wonderful products. And that number is 712-770-4005. Again, 712-770-4005. And that PIN number is 294-617-POUND. And today is Tuesday, Leadership Tuesday, on that call. So please join in to that call. Now I'm going to get out of the way and introduce our speaker so she can bring to us what God has laid on her heart. And today our speaker is none other than Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. And she is the daughter of Earl and Patricia Lauderdale, and has lived her entire life in Southern California. She's the middle child. She is a graduate of California State University, Long Beach, where she earned a bachelor's degree in criminal justice in 1990. She's a single, saved, and sanctified with Jesus. She is the mother of one, a son, Kalon Williams. Tiffany is currently employed by the City of Culver City in Transportation Department. She is also a transformation professional with a Christian-based health and wellness company called Artist Life. She has served several years as parent chair of the First Tee of South Los Angeles, a golfing organization, and has held several offices in the Western Baptist State Convention during the 1980s through 2002. Tiffany has always been an active member in her church. She is currently a member of Faith Central Baptist Church in Inglewood, California, where the pastor is Bishop Kenneth Irma. Minister Tiffany loves to travel, encourage and support others, especially her son, Kalon. She is a basketball mom and is training her son to be a young man in the army of God. She believes that she should raise her son in the way he should go, and when he is older, he shall not depart. Proverbs 22:6. Minister Tiffany understands that the master call has blessed her with the opportunity to not only mature in a spiritual calling, but to also grow as a woman seeking God's
Jeremiah 29:11 plan for her life. Tiffany's favorite passage of scripture is Psalms 34:19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered them out of them all. She is our California songbird. We love her here on this call. She's a dedicated member of the Master's Call family. We love her. We adore her. And right now, I'd like to present to some and introduce to others Minister Tiffany P. Lauderdale. Are you there?
I am here. God morning, God morning. Minister Jackie, are you able to hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. Please take the platform.
Praise God. To God be the glory for the greater and the newer things that he is doing in our lives. To God be the glory. I thank God for you. Thank you so much for hosting us this morning, for serving us in excellence, for that profound introduction, and for every single thing that you do, and the joy of the Lord that definitely came on the line when you came on the line. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I love you very much. And to Minister Willa, thank you so much for greeting us and seating us this morning here on the Master's Call. And I thank God for you and for that tag. He took the cross for you and me Tuesday. How profound that is during this Holy Week of 2018.
Thank God. I thank God for you and for your dedication and your leadership. Well, God morning, God morning, God morning to the Master's Call family. Of course, she introduced me, so you know that my name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I thank God for this opportunity, and I thank God for the yes of our co-founders here on the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, for without their yes, we would not have this opportunity. So I do not take that lightly, or neither do I take it for granted, because many times we're asked to do things and we simply do not commit, or we miss what it is that God would have us to do. And I'm just so grateful that they did not miss, or they did not say no, but they said yes. And so we have this opportunity. And to each of you, my sisters here on the Master's Call, and for each and every single one of you who call in each day and share your name and where you're calling from, that really is something that's important to me, because that shows that you're dedicated to what the Lord would have you to do. But here on the Master's Call, this is a family like no other. So to each of you, I thank you for your words of encouragement. I thank you for your support, and I thank you for loving me. And so this week has been absolutely amazing. God is definitely moving, and he is doing some shifting, and he's doing some sorting, and I'm excited about what's going on. And I know that, you know, many different weapons are coming against them, against us, but I come here to say that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against us shall be condemned. So whatever it is that's coming our way, just know that there is victory in Jesus. So I speak victory in Jesus on this day. The message that I'm coming to you with today is simply, there is no greater love. So, Father, I just thank you for this time and for these precious moments that you have allowed for my voice to be open to bring what you would have me to bring this morning. And I pray that our ears and our hearts will be open to receive what you say, God. So I ask that Tiffany Parise Lauderdale will decrease right now in the name of Jesus, so that you can increase in me. For greater is you who is inside of me than he who is in the world. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, in the marvelous and miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray. Amen. There is no greater love. There is no greater
her love. There is no greater love, no greater love. Jesus went to Calvary to save a wretch like you and me. That's love. That's love. They hung him high. They stretched him wide. He hung his head and then he died. That's love. That's love. That's not how the story ends. 3 days later, he rose again. That's love. That's love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. There is no greater love. No. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for loving us. If you would turn your Bibles, if you have them, the first scripture that we're going to go to can be found in John chapter 15. I'm going to be reading verses 13 through 17. John chapter 15, verses 13 through 17. And it reads as thus. Uh-oh. Greater love has no one than this: to lay down one life for one's friend. You are my friend if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I learned from my Father, I have made known to you. You do not choose me, but I choose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, hallelujah, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you. This is my command: love one another. And then if you can turn your Bibles over to John 13, verses 34 and 35, it reads, I am giving you a new commandment: love each other just as I have loved you. You should love each other. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. There is no greater love. The word love is defined as an intense feeling of affection, a person or thing that one loves. Synonyms are deep affection, fondness, beloved, intimacy, and dear. Let's look at the word greater. Greater: of an extent, amount, or intensity considerably above the normal or average. of ability, quality, or eminence, considered by above the normal or average. And the synonyms for that word is considerable, substantial, significant, prominent, eminent, and honored. TMZ family, I came here this morning to simply tell you that there is no greater love than the love that God has for you. There's so many times I hear people say, I do not feel that I'm loved. No one loves me. But do you realize that Jesus died on the cross for you and me? He sacrificed his life for you and me, that we would have eternal life and that we would be free. He loves us each and every day, even in our weaknesses, even in our strength, even in our wrong decisions, even in our wrong choices. God loves us unconditionally every day. His agape love saturates us each and every single day. And there's nothing greater than that. See, your friends may come in your life and they may go. So I don't even really call them friends, because if they could go, then that was just an acquaintance. That wasn't a friend. Because a friend is somebody who will stick to you closer than any brother. And that is Jesus Christ. And if we are to follow his example, then we should do the same thing. It is our responsibility to show love to one another. During the month of February, I did a series on Facebook. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but I said intentionally for these 28 days of February, love on purpose, meaning that do something kind for somebody, be nice to somebody, smile, don't walk past anyone without saying good morning, say hello to everybody, because that's what Jesus did. So if we are his disciples, then we need to follow the examples that he gives us in his word. So this here is Holy Week. This is Holy Tuesday. And we each have a cross that we must bear. And so I am asking you today, beginning today through the rest of this week, be intentional. Love on purpose. Show someone that you love them as the Lord shows you that he loves you each and every day. 1 John 4:19 says, we love each other because he loved us first. And when the Lord shed his blood on Calvary's cross for each of us, how many of you would do that for someone? Think about it. Would you sacrifice your life for someone? No greater love than a man who would lay down his life for a friend. Romans 12:9-10 says, don't just pretend to love others. Really, R-E-A-L-L-Y, really love them. Hate what is wrong. Hold tightly to what is good. Love each other with genuine affection and take delight in honoring each other. Honoring each other. Be thankful to each other. Say thank you to people. Don't take what they do for granted because they didn't have to do it. Tell them thank you. Don't feel that you're entitled, because you're not entitled to anything. Nobody owes you anything but respect and love. But when someone blesses you, say thank you. When someone says you look nice, say thank you. When people have a profound effect on your life, honor them. Edify them. Let them know how important they are in your life. So finally, I'm going to leave you with this. If there is someone who has been on your heart, And God has been pushing you and purging you and positioning you to pick up the telephone call and say, I love you. Then pick up the phone today or go knock on the door and say, I just came by here to say I love you. Stevie Wonder had a song that said, I just called to say I love you. I just called to say how much I care. I just called to say I love you, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. TMC family, I love each and every single one of you. Have a blessed Holy Week, and in everything you do, make it holy. Back over to you, Minister Jackie.
Yeah. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you, Minister Tiffany, for that profound word this morning, and also the praise in song. I will be calling you back shortly for our benediction after a few announcements and our prayer. So let us go before the Lord in prayer right now in Jesus' name. God, we thank you for this day, for this is a day that you have made. God, we thank you for this week.
Hello, it sounds like we lost
Jackie. Jackie, we can't hear you.
And you have the capacity.
Yes.
Okay.
I think Jackie has faded out. She must have realized she is gone. All righty. She was making announcements this morning and letting us know that immediately following this call today is Presidential Tuesday. And that number for that call is 712-770-4005. Our PIN code is 294-617-pound. Jackie, are you there now?
Yes, I am, Pastor Vanessa.
Oh, okay.
I am so sorry.
That's okay. Just keep going. I just filled it out for the morning motivational call.
Okay. Well, we want to thank you to every one of you for joining the call this morning. We want to thank our greeter this morning, Minister Willis, for greeting and seating everyone. And we definitely want to thank Minister Tiffany for coming and delivering a word to us. So remember, immediately following this call is our new morning motivational call. And we ask each and every one of you to go on to that call for Presidential Tuesday, where you'll learn more, where our leadership will teach you how to grow your business. We thank each and every one of you for joining the call this morning, no matter what's going on. And we thank you. And Minister Tiffany, would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Amen, amen. Father God, we just bless you, we praise you, we magnify you, and we glorify you. We thank you that by your stripes we are healed. We thank you, God, that we are healed from the top of our heads and from the bottom of our feet. I ask for all of those who are bereaved, God, that you would just comfort them and give them strength and peace that comes from you, God. And as we continue to go through this Holy Week, God, may you bless us and protect us. May you continue to shine your face upon us and be gracious unto us, Father. And may your favor, your blessings, and your increase give us peace. And as we celebrate you because you are holy, God, I pray that you would lead us into the places that you would have us to go. And these things I decree and I declare in the matchless, in the mighty, in the magnificent, in the marvelous, and the miraculous name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, I pray these things. and they are done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. TMC family, be blessed. Have a great day. And remember, as I said, in everything you do, make it holy. We'll see you on the call on tomorrow. Bye for now.